T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Jose Barrios, and Twin Base will start tonight at 5:30 on WCCO 830.
Yeah, another early start for the Twins last night. They lose again to Cleveland. That was a weird game, Maxie, because they had to delay that sucker for darn near 2 hours.
That was not a good night for the Twins. They looked so good early on that they played home run derby again, and Buxton hits one 450 feet. I mean, and Cleveland's lost Carlos Carrasco, this blood disorder that they have to look into. So you feel terrible for them and for him. And so they've got to put this thing together with a bunch of relief pitchers, one inning here, two innings there. And you almost feel sorry for them. It's 6-1. Polanco's hit a home run now. Cruz has hit a home run. And you're thinking, this isn't even fair. And all of a sudden, they start chipping away. And it gets to be 6-5 again, that rain delay. And that rain delay lasts, like you said, an hour and 40 minutes. And you figure, Twins can get this one home. And they make it 7-5. And you go, okay, they'll put this one in their back pocket. And then boom, and then the big home run, the big three-run home run. And that took care of that. But that was we haven't said that very much this year, but that was an awful one. So let that get away when you're ahead like that, and to give up that many runs to Cleveland. And I do think here at some point in time, regardless of last night and regardless of the fact that Kimbrough signed with the Chicago Cubs, that the place that they were going to invest and trade, or however they're going to go about their business here, would be in relief pitchers. And the bullpen has been a little bit shaky. Perez was a little bit shaky last night for the second straight start for him. But she shored that up with a big-time bullpen. And I do think they'll probably that's where they'll start to look at trying to acquire some people.
It's kind of weird, Maxie, as I was looking at the odds sheet, and I'm not all that up on betting, but Cleveland was favored to win the first game of the series. I went, wait a minute, what do these odds makers know that I don't? I would think the Twins would have been favored, but in fact Cleveland was, as I remember reading it. Now, maybe I misread it, but I'm almost sure I saw that Cleveland was a favorite in the first game of that set, which kind of surprised
me. Wow. Well, I don't know how they'd arrive at that, but they were right. So,
Yeah. And I haven't checked today. Hammer, can you check those odds for today just to see what the odds makers are doing? Hey, Mike, what's going on with the Vikings out of that camp?
Yeah, I was out there yesterday. They had their golf tournament. They have their charity golf tournament yesterday. And so Mike Zimmer's birthday as well. So it was a double duty. I don't think the players spent a lot of time breaking cake with him. And yeah. He's the coach, they're the players. That's pretty clear. But it was a beautiful day for it, and had a chance to visit with Brandon Zylstra and Adam Thielen and others out there. And so they're in the midst of, what they're doing right now, and it sounds like, talking to Ryan O'Neal the other day, their tackle, he said they're really pressing them on everything offensively, because the changes that they're making with the coaching staff has meant changes in philosophy. And he said they're just putting, especially with the offensive line, they're putting the pedal to the metal to try to get these guys whatever it is that they want to change, because they believe that was the Achilles, of course, last year. And you don't have to be a genius to see that was the issue last year. These new coaches that they have are really pushing them on a steep learning curve to change that. And then a lot of emphasis on getting that offensive line figured out and the things that they need to do differently. So I would suggest that that's a lot of what's going on in this camp. You take a look at guys like, Harrison Smith and Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks, and the list goes on and on. They don't need a lot of this. Danielle Hunter, that was interesting. Talking to Mike Zimmer about the other day about Danielle Hunter, and he said, as good as he is, we still have to work with him on not getting down after he makes a mistake. To just play through it, when you make a mistake, keep playing fast and to not beat yourself up over not being perfect. And I thought that's kind of interesting. A guy that said, achieved so much and got the big contract, and he still beats himself up over little mistakes on every play. So some of that stuff goes on during the OTAs. But in general, I would say if you're looking for a point of emphasis, it's trying to get this offensive line reconfigured.
Toronto beat Golden State 123-109 in the NBA. Hey, Ricky Rubio, apparently the Utah Jazz are not going to re-sign him. Would there be any interest by the Wolves in that?
I reported this about a month ago. There have been players on the Wolves team that have gone to Ryan Saunders/management and said, go get Rubio. and because he was really well liked on the team, and he gives them a dimension that they don't have. That is, that he'll play defense too. And he was not in Tom Thibodeau's overall scheme and grand plan, but there are players on that team right now that have lobbied to try to go get Ricky Rubio. Now, the thing that complicates that is if you signed him and then you got Jeff Teague for $19 million, you'd probably have to move Teague first, and I don't know who would take him or what you'd get for him. But if you did that, you could certainly open up a place to get Ricky Rubio. Here's the other thing. I think they're going to have a tough time signing Tyus Jones right now, too. I just think that his demand in his marketplace is such, and I don't think that he's married to the Timberwolves. I don't think it's a situation where he says, this is where I have to play. So now, you know, you're looking at that position, how do you solidify it? And if you just go back with Jeff Teague, you don't know how many games he's going to play. So if they could get to Rubio, meaning if they could make a trade and get rid of that salary, I do think they'd be in the running for Rubio because a lot of players would like to see him come back.
I'm going to chat with Derek Falvey here in the next half hour, Maxie, about the draft. But there's a couple of players you and I talked about, Gilbert and Frisch over at Stillwater. They both get drafted by the Twins,
yeah.
So that was very cool. But I do want to extend again a salute and a congratulations to the Varland family. And Kim, of course, the mom, works here at CCO. And last year, her older boy got drafted. And younger son, Louie, gets drafted.
Yeah, Gus got drafted last year, Louie yesterday. And, boy, mom, and they should be proud, man. North St. Paul, Concordia University over there for Coach McKenzie. And, last year they became this 1-2 duo over there. And they started to take on a life of their own. And then and to see him be able to follow it up. And Gus has done well. He's had some real he's had some great moments there in that Oakland organization. And so to see him, Louis, get drafted 12th round, that's pretty significant. So the best to her and everybody in that Varland family. But that's pretty cool. It's great to see those kids from out that way. You know, he's in North St. Paul, and then the two from Stillwater. I mean, they're about 10 miles apart, and they all got drafted by the Twins.
Yeah, that's really neat stuff. So we wish them all the best, but congratulations on that. That's quite an honor. Hey, Mike, if you don't mind, come back in an hour. I got some other questions for you. Including some Viking stuff, and then moving the three-point line back in college hoops. I want to ask you about, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Dave.
Here's Mike Max.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.